Minister and early homesteader took over and moved the post office about 5 miles up the canyon to his homestead in 1887, providing better access for local farmers and ranchers. Among the early postmasters was Fred Orvis, likely operating the office from his ranch. In 1909, Mrs. Kate Reagan began renting the old Judson Hotel and later converted a small ground floor room into the post office. Is the Judson Hotel what we pass on the way in? Cool. Thank you. She became the postmistress in 1910. In 1914, Louis J. Garnsey built a dedicated 8-by-8-foot wooden post office near his home, complete with mailboxes and a letter slot. Just like this. Louis served as postmaster until 1930, while mail was carried by horse and buggy to Fallbrook by Frank Gramps Day, who often napped during the journey, trusting his horse Wanda to navigate the familiar route. That's them down there. Around this time, a spring halfway up the canyon served as a rest stop for Gramps Day and his horse. The 24-mile round trip to Fallbrook took around 5 hours, compared to a 30-minute drive today. In 1916, Mrs. Reagan sold her ranch, and in 1930, her brother, Mr. Tiffany, became postmaster. He moved the post office building across the hotel. When ownership changed again, Tiffany relocated the building near the Duluth School. In 1939, Chloe Baxter became postmistress and moved the post office back across from the old hotel. What's that?
Got moved around a lot.
I did. She served until 1955. During this time, the post office gained fame as the smallest post office in the world, even appearing in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Eventually, rural delivery from Fallbrook replaced the local post office. Chloe Baxter wanted to move the beloved structure to her ranch, but it was too difficult to transport uphill. Instead, it became a tool shed near Dr. Wilson's house. This property was later owned by the Criders. In the 1940s, In the 1940s, Jack Gullaher carried mail to Fallbrook and offered rides for a fee. In 1945, a ride to Oceanside cost $1, but could take hours due to multiple mail stops. Hitchhiking or walking were common alternatives in the sparsely populated area. In 1986, Mr. and Mrs. Norman J. Crider donated the Duluth Post Office to the Fallbrook Union Elementary School District for educational and historical purposes. Later, Augustine Freddy, a former resident and retired fire chief, arranged for the historic post office to be restored and relocated to the Duluth Ecology Center, where it remains a cherished piece of local history.